It's showtime, folks. Join us in welcoming the extraordinary psychic Kat as she takes the stage for the Intuition Hour. Get ready to explore the unseen realms and unlock the secrets of the universe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome, welcome. You are listening live here on the Intuition Hour. I just want to make sure you can all hear me okay. Good morning and happy Tuesday. It is the last show of February 2024. Today is 2/27. I want to welcome you all into the chat room. If you are listening for the first time, we have a chat room over on Facebook. You're all welcome to join at any time. And I'm going to be opening the room to questions this morning as usual. And I'm definitely looking forward to connecting there. It only takes a moment to come on in, and the outside world can't see what we're saying, so you're safe to share, okay? I am super happy to be here with all of you. I'm definitely looking forward to a good show. The energy after the full moon, I'm definitely going to come on in and talk to you a little bit about that Virgo full moon. It just so happened to be sitting on my head when it hit at 5 degrees, being I have an ascendant, Virgo ascendant, as well as Uranus and Pluto right close by. So I definitely felt the energy. I am in no nonsense mood. There is no question about that. I know coming into this Libra moon, it's a little bit of a, it's interesting. I feel like they reversed each other, Virgo and Libra, this week for some reason. It just feels much calmer. And I guess coming off the crash of the moon, definitely very peaceful. I don't know about you, but I can feel the energy calming down a little bit from that full moon. Have any of you had any experiences over the weekend that you want to share? It was definitely a heightened time. Good morning, everyone. I'm so happy to be with like-minded souls as well. I am, in the meantime, the curse of the Virgo rising is definitely taking care of people that I love at home. And we've been on quite the journey here. So I've been there. I don't think there's a doctor on the planet who really can handle what I deliver because before it happens. So I'm going through a little bit of that right now. But I always get that Aries moon comes out and says, I told you so kind of thing, you know. And I hate being like that, but it just kind of happens. Because people look at you when you know something deep down and it doesn't make sense yet in real time, they don't really catch on too quickly, you know. And they start thinking, well, what is this person, crazy, you know. And so I've been going through a little bit of that. And right, of course, being proven that I'm not so crazy after all, again and again, makes me laugh because I don't really make many friends in the medical communities until that time happens. So I made a few more friends this morning, we'll just put it that way. And I'm not so crazy after all, again and again. So I'm going through a little bit of this journey with Steven. I do not like to hide too much. But then again, I am keeping things close to, you know, we've been on a medical journey now for the last 6 months, and we have quite a bit of ways to go now. I just found out. So something that is definitely drives me to want to better take care of everyone. So I get a little bit more matter of fact, or perhaps I'm on top of things a little bit more. I'm very driven to take care of matters that are definitely coming forward. And so it gives me a little bit more of a push, to open up a little bit more and to really be able to see you in a different light, or in a maybe even in a brighter light, that I want to get on top of things. So sometimes if something doesn't make sense yet, we give it a little time and make sure that it doesn't come to pass before we negate. And that's some of the fun of what we do as intuitives, right? We see a little bit ahead. And so I love that you're all coming in the room. Come on in. I definitely want to talk to some of you. I see some super interesting things in here today. Go ahead and share. Let me refresh and come back. I'm thinking about the Libra energy. I guess it's a Libra moon coming off a Virgo moon. And I'm thinking about when certain energies, I think with Libra moon, being married to the Libra moon, actually, I feel like I've learned over time, and I'm sure there are other factors, which some of you astrologers, you great astrologers, can tell and share. I have to say black if I want white, and then I get the white every time, or vice versa. You know, if I say I want the color rust, or orange, I better say the opposite of what I want. And for some reason, Libra meets you in the middle on the other side, and it's quite hilarious. So I do go through a little bit of that every day, and I've learned to navigate that now. So I feel like a Libra moon professional, and it's quite funny, but true. I don't know if any of you have had experiences with that moon, but it is quite comical. And it is very easy once you sort it, you know, once you figure it out to navigate, it does work to your benefit for sure. And I love that. Well, let me come on in. Let me say hi to some of you. Alishea, good morning. And I'm coming back to your comment. I feel the same. Renee and Patricia. Pamela, Tiffany, hello, hello, everyone. Come on in. Tiki, hi. Let me see who's next. For some reason, as I look, I'm losing half of you as I go down my list. So just know that I see you, Pamela, and Lynn. Hello, good morning. I'm happy you're here today. Definitely going to get to some messages, okay? It is funny. So, Alishea, where did you say that? Let me find your comments. I don't know why Facebook does this, but it definitely makes me crazy. Okay, here we go. She said, I had a doctor ask me once where I got my medical degree in a very sarcastic manner. I told her there's a reason they were called medical practices. That's a good answer. Well, I was told that there was no possible way that this was the case, what I was thinking around Stephen's health, and we had to wait a long time for a DNA test specific. And of course, I don't know how that doctor is going to back down from there's no way, but I'm sure he's trying to figure it out. But it's those wild hunches that we must take, as well as obvious facts. I mean, hello, knock me in the head with a brick. But it's interesting when we, it's a good reminder. I think the bottom line is never, ever, ever ignore your intuition, as it may sound like the most far-fetched thing, you know, it may not even present in real time the way it should or whatever that is. But I think when we ignore our intuition, we get hurt. And I was, you know, when my father passed away, I promised myself I would never shut my mouth again. And I've kept my word for sure. And so, and I think that as we get older and the doctors get younger, it becomes a little more challenging because you feel like, okay, look, buddy, I'm old enough to be your mother at this point. And I certainly am. And it's an interesting dynamic how we have to go through our lives. And as we get wiser, we start dealing with younger energies. And the generation gap is very, very obvious. So a lot to ponder there. But I want to come on into the room. It's 11:11. I always seem to stop my rant at 11:11. So let's keep to that and start answering some of your questions. Any full moon experiences I'm open to share. I absolutely love this. I do want to see more of your comments. So I'm trying to find you all now. Here we go. Let's see. It does feel a little quiet. Who feels a little quiet energetically today? All right, I feel like I have all your comments. Okay, here we go. Hello, hello, good morning. All right, let me just see who's first, okay? Lois, so nice to see you here. Chris said, good morning, all. Stomping around cemeteries in mud and snow looking for Julius, my great grandfather's grave. Well, thank you for sharing and let us know. And honestly, I know this is kind of crazy, Chris, but I'm feeling like you have to turn around behind you for some reason. And I don't feel like you're too far, but I feel turning to your left backwards. That's how I don't know what that means. Okay. So I hope you're listening and I know you'll find it. And please come back and let us know. All right. All right. Chris says she's a Libra moon, married to a Libra moon, can't explain the telepathy, and can't get away with shit. It's so funny. Hold on now. Oh, Jim, good morning to you. Jane, good morning. And she's saying she totally concurs. Thank you for your great thoughts. She says she concurs about the generation gap. It's like so unbelievable. Patience is not my virtue either, you know? I'm like, look, I gave you 18 hours to look at this thing, so that's enough for me. But I'm sure everybody, I don't know, everybody has a cross to bear. And I try to stay open to other people's ideas. And I realize in today's society, it is still very tricky. I have been judged many, many times of late through regular everyday people, and I haven't seen this judgment in quite some time, you know? So I've noticed that people really take a step back when they realize, maybe even through accident, finding my name somewhere or whatever it is, that really knowing what I do for a living, they really take it's taken me back a bit because I'm obviously never going to hide or stop doing what I'm doing, but it's hard for me to believe that these people can be such a narrow-minded, like, why is it a big deal? Like, to me, it's been around for gazillions of years. Like, this is life forever, and I'm shocked at this point in my life. I still have to face some of that, and I know some of you do also. And I had a conversation with Mark Husson the other day about it, how it's still at this point, we're still as a society, like as a metaphysical society, psychics, the word psychic, pulling back from it a bit, only because it still isn't an accepted term in our world. So it's challenging by by other groups and people. And really, it's sad because we can help so very much when we are in our authenticity as an intuitive, as a psychic. And at the same time, guidance, advice, advising, these types of things, counseling, consulting, we are an advice line as well as a very alternative advice line. And yet we have to really navigate these words because it is so challenging to stay accepted and be respected, and acceptance and respect is what we all desire in this life. So I don't back down too easy, but I know there's a lot of people out there who hold their gifts back because of it. And I think I've had 40 years to adjust to judgment. And though I can't deny the fact that there's still a twinge, if you haven't put yourself out there and you want to put yourself out there, I so encourage you to do so with a knowing that there is a place and that happy medium to bring your gifts somewhere or somehow out into the world without that feeling those twinges or that judgment by you know, finding avenues, maybe like intuition, soften that psychic word everybody's afraid of, or maybe like counseling or spiritual counseling, this type of thing. So coaching is big now, but we also don't want to limit our gifts, and we don't want to limit what we can do as psychic mediums that are real psychic mediums that by now you would think, but unfortunately our world is still a little bit closed off. So this is a big topic right now for us, and I know all of you, if there's anyone in the room that wants to share their gifts in the world and they're afraid to do so, please reach out to me. I am here to help. I know many times over it's happened for the best and the better, and I really truly believe that you are also gifted. I would hate not saying this, and one single person that comes in here to the show, I feel like if there's one person that needs to hear that it's okay to bring your gifts out loud and bring them to the forefront, I would love to help and share with you to be able to do it comfortably, because we have avenues that we can fulfill our calling without that backlash. You know, it's coming more and more into season. So whatever that means, please come and share and talk to us if you want to come and, you know, get out loud, so to speak. All right, now I'm sounding like an Aries moon. So let's come in. Now, who was I taking first? You guys know I already lost that thought, so I'm acting like a total Gemini this morning. Jim, I'm so happy that you're here this morning also. Chris, let us know when you find that. All right, let me just go ahead and start taking questions. I'm going to try to get to everybody today, okay? But I did have somebody at the top of my head, so let's go. All right, Tiff, let's tackle you first. We're going to go ahead and get moving. She says, if time allows, I would love some information on whether the spring and summer is good for me to... Why not? Yeah, I feel great about that. Tiff, I don't really have to hesitate. I love that for you. Let's take a peek over here. I'm already a big yes on spring, summer, but I think spring, truly. And why not? You know, I know it's a lot in a way, being selective perhaps in the beginning. Oh yeah, they're actually saying even by late sun in Pisces, which we started Pisces already, yes, it's a lot of work. Within 6 weeks from now, there are options. I love the Six of Wands. It's victory after struggle. It's a bit of a soul calling for you, too, to get your stuff out there. I think you're right on time. And I feel by the end of the season of Pisces, you'll have a plan. I do feel opportunity when I get the Six of Wands. Sometimes I say, hey, the sky could be the limit, but let's look at six avenues for fulfillment here. You know, you can pick and choose. You can definitely take it all the way around and stay open to other things, no doubt. Okay, so I really feel good about that for you. And your cards are saying the same. All right, Chris says she's coming back to the cemetery later. Once you go back, go to the left of where you last were and turn behind you, okay? And come back and share and let me know. All right. Somebody is sharing that they've seen plenty of doctors and they you have to pay attention. Yeah, it's very, very true. She says she hopes she never crosses paths with some of them again. Could totally relate. And Lois, you too. I know you've been through it for sure. All right, let's take a look. Crazy dreams Maureen's having, she says. And let's go ahead and refresh and take a peek at you. I'm so jealous that you're heading to, did you say you're heading to New Jersey? Let's take a peek. All right, hold on. Where did you go? Here she is. Okay, headed back to New Jersey to see my sister and daughter. I love this. Going to visit my happy place. I would say it's almost ice cream time, isn't it? Tis the season. It's getting there. I know you guys are in February and up north, and we have our temperatures finally changed, so I expect everyone else's to follow. But I would be thinking of that first, and I'm teasing you. Let me just take a look at you, okay? I don't think I looked at you here for a little bit, so we're gonna take a peek. All right. Oh, yeah, you're definitely going to. I feel like you're going to be focusing on not only your family matters, but also Terry at the end of the day. This looks pretty good, Maureen. I feel whatever was going on recently has changed or is changing. And I want to say it this way, and I'm going to be a matter of fact. I think everybody's kind of like, and I'm saying this in a very loving way, like everybody's cleaning up their act, so to speak. And it could be something silly like one of the kids has a relationship problem, or and that gets resolved. One of the, I don't know, one of the pets broke a nail. One of the, whatever has been going on, it feels like a very divine order in your like family and home, because dealing with family every day, da 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 da. I think that when you're home, things occur. It feels like this anyway. Attending to family matters is actually going to pay off, and it looks like everybody's going to get their act together now, including your husband, who looks good. Anything that goes along that, I think, I don't know. I just feel like things are getting better all the way around at the end of the day. By the time the sun comes out of Pisces, things will really be looking better, okay? And I hope this helps. I feel pretty good about that, truly. I also feel some even if there's a fear around some things for you guys, everything's gonna work out. So whatever, here's the message more clearly is that whatever you have been fearful of in the past is no longer, like you're coming into a really good cycle, okay? I hope that helps. And so is your husband, even with work, all of it better. All right, I'm happy you're here. Have fun in Jersey. I'm jealous. And you take care now. All right, let's see who's next here. Some reason, I'm getting your top comments. No, I want all of you. Let's take a look here and All right, Tiff. Good luck to you too. All right, Lynn, let's take a look at you as well. In the meantime, Lynn, hang on for one second. Rebecca, I know when I channel, I don't remember everything. So can you please remind me what you asked? I'm so sorry, I can't. I just, when I'm in a psychic channeling mode, I literally stay in that for, and I don't remember real time. I'm so sorry. Thank you. And if you can go ahead and remind me, that would be great, okay? All right, which is really a good sign that I was in a good state because it means I'm like kind of raw and I just wipe it all out so I can move forward. It's impossible for me to hang on to things like that with as many people as I speak to. All right, hold on now. All right, Lynn, let's take a look at you. Feel like I need a class on how to navigate Facebook every other day, new whatever they're doing. Okay, let's just give you a message. That's what you asked me for. I feel like you are actually going to have a very new beginning around, and honestly around self. Like, I don't know if you've gone through anything recently, and I am picking up a little bit of your physical body as well as, I don't know, sometimes we're not as high energy as we normally are. I'll say it like this. And then we kind of get tired and it's just like, okay, well, you don't really want to deal with other people. Is my hunch, or maybe you hadn't. And so now coming, you have like all this new beginning energy ahead. And so you have, and what happens when we go through these ebbs and flows of energy, we kind of we go from like a down cycle to a heightened cycle of, okay, now I could take on a lot of people or a lot, have some conversations or whatever. And it's like almost the impatient energy. Now, I'm not saying in the coming future, this is going to be new beginning, but recently I feel like you were just like done with something or done with it, and you're just not, you're no nonsense. You're not taking any crud. And I like that. But coming up ahead, I see a little bit of new energy, renewed like this, and you're going to be feeling better all over. So you're going to be better able to address other people who, maybe you need to connect with or associate with like this. So I don't know if this makes any sense. It does look a lot better coming up ahead. I definitely feel a newness or a new beginning. And if something was worrying you, I think you're also, I think for everybody, that fear, releasing fear. I don't know if you've been going through some healing yourself around old stuff, but a lot of releasing of fear coming through. And I see a creative process also that wants to come to the surface for you. Or maybe doing something new like this creatively. And I hope that this helps. I do see a new beginning coming up. So if anything was a block, or if anybody, you know, we go through these phases where setting boundaries, if something is a block, it's going to get removed. And I feel like I'm talking about a person, but it can also be a part of what holds you back now coming to some creative outlet. And I don't know what I necessarily mean. Please let me know if this makes sense. Like, there are new beginnings. And if anybody around you, if you felt like you were kind of annoyed with someone or had some disgruntled energy between the two of you, that too is going to get like totally, you know, smoothed over. Sometimes it's necessary to take a step back to move forward. You know, one step back, three steps forward, two steps back, one step forward, that kind of thing. I feel a little bit of that too. Also, there's a Capricorn coming into your life that feels significant, like a helper or somebody around you that is positive. There is a Capricorn, okay? I don't know, that Capricorn energy is really, really strong. I do hope that helps. Jane, let's take a look at you. All right, let's see. You guys are hilarious picking up the pup. All right, let's take a look. A bunch of you just piled in here on me, so I'm so happy I'm getting to see your questions now. Jane, you know, I'm kind of a wait and see on you too, in a sense that I don't feel an urgency to move. But let's take a peek. Now, in September, for some reason, through November, you may be evaluating this. So we have plenty of time on it, but let me just take a peek, okay? I'm wondering if it's another year and a half that I'm picking up on that may be good. All right, let's see. Yeah, sitting tight. La-di-da, like this. We're gonna wait till autumn. Be well. The cards actually look pretty good. The High Priestess energy is very, very good. So I feel very strongly that we could just relax. La-di-da, that's what I say, okay? Letting go, nothing to do, High Priestess energy, you're very intuitive on the situation. Om is right, I feel the same, exactly that, okay? All right, I hope that helps for now. Thank you for that, Lois. I know she says she finds herself going back in. Well, I'm saying everybody stays out because, but I understand it is kind of strange. I actually look, I turn it around on everything because I'm like, well, what's wrong with, you know, forget it. Don't be pointing a finger at me because I'm some, you know, you think I'm some psychic or, you know, where were you 40 years ago kind of thing. You know, whatever. If you're that narrow-minded in today's world, then I feel sorry for you, you know? Just do it like that. That's how I'm trying to take it. And I do hope that helps. Maya, let's take a look at you. Good morning, everyone who is coming in. We do have some new energy in the room today, so thank you so, so much for being here. My beautiful godson has also joined us, so thank you so much for you guys being here. Now let's take a look. Yeah, I have Lulu with me today. The boys are with Daddy, but she's my helper. She's been really attached to my hip lately, so I'm keeping it that way. My little birthday twin. It's almost like she knows something's up, but she's very, very on top of things lately. She's definitely aging, guys. So, yeah, my wise old gal. You know I'm talking about you, Missy. You snoring at mommy so boring. All right, let's take. Like even something about it is going to shift or change to make it a little easier for you. It kind of reminds me of a Libra moon reading, actually, where I'm getting that Two of Pentacles energy. It's going to balance out. You're going to do very well. You come off very, in a very positive way. It looks like there is, on the sidelines, they're showing me the spirit of generosity, the spirit of maybe a higher income or a positive, be open to receive, be generous with yourself. It's okay. There's nothing to fear. I love it. And you come off wise and strong and, I don't know. I feel like there's going to be someone to help you there, and you're going to attract someone who somewhat mirrors your experience.
So I thought this girl was working out like crazy, but she wasn't.
Okay.
I met her yesterday at the gym, and I asked her, "How do you look so great?"
Taking the Skype down, I think. But anyway, let me come back to the room. I hope that makes sense. I hope you heard all of that. And let's. Take a peek. I don't know if we're on or off. All right, can you guys hear me okay now? I'm hoping. All right, I think we're good to go. All right, guys, let's take a peek at the room. I'm hoping. I'm sure you can hear me. All right, let me just see, because Skype is going in and out, so I could tell they're acting up a little bit. Lynn, thank you so much for that. Well, if you're a Capricorn guy, of seeing a Capricorn, perhaps he's the one. I'm so excited about that. I saw a lot of Capricorn energy around you, and thank you for that validation. And it's definitely good. And I could tell you're healing. That's wonderful. And I'm really excited for your future here. Okay. All right. Let's see. I had Christy. Okay. Now, the last one, somebody asked who that was for. That was for Maya and her trade show. And now Christy, good morning to you. She says, good morning, Kathleen. I would appreciate some insight on my dreams and what my mother, as well as my finances. Okay, first of all, let me just take a look at a few cards. I do feel you're definitely getting deeper. Your dreams. Now remember, sometimes our dreams are showing us what you know, or reminding us in dream time to pay attention to something in our daytime. And I feel like that's what it is. But you're also going to have another dream that's going to give you a really great clue. So the story has not fully unfolded. So let's take a look, Christy, and see what I can get. Because I feel like your mother is there too, and there's something about shoes. And I know this sounds crazy, but and that's how usually how I see spirit with the shoes first. But they're showing me either movement or dancing or something like this. Movement, dancing, getting up and going, walking, this kind of thing. I'm also seeing a lot of nature. I don't know if it's a trail or just a view, but I feel some of this. So moving your body is definitely going to bring you better energy. It feels like this. But let me just take a look at everything else. Okay, here we go. Yeah, there's definitely someone or something. I feel like she's trying to say there's a person coming into your world that's going to create or help you create a new beginning, whatever it is you're looking for help for, whatever it is you're looking for guidance for, like this. I also do believe that the moving the body part, I'm going to stick with that from what I see, but I also feel a vibe. I don't know if there was something that happened romantically in your life that you needed more clarity on within yourself, or there's something like this coming up that's very, very, I don't know if something from the past like this. It's definitely, it could be from even long ago, somebody you wondered about, or somebody there. It feels like a healing from something that happened to you a long time ago. And now you're going to heal even more. But the body, your physical body, is definitely showing itself through movement. And I feel strongly about this. So whatever it is you've been trying to do to heal, I feel really good about the energy ahead. I also feel if it is an existing relationship, if something's been bothering you about an existing relationship from something from the past, I feel a lot of positive resonance, like a coming together. The Two of Cups energy is very strong. Meeting more like-minded people as well. So I think your mom is telling you, and I know there's something about nurturing. There's something about nature. There's something about movement. maybe taking some walks, getting more insight, this kind of thing. I don't know why this is coming through like this, but it is. You're going to be shedding a lot and softening some of what, maybe some of the grieving energy from your past, this kind of thing. Also, writing, journaling, I get the hermit energy. So you are supposed to be spending some time alone, but also writing and journaling could really help you now, okay? And I do hope that helps. And please come back and share with us. Okay, Rebecca, hello, and let's take a peek at you. And Christy, thank you for being here today. It's nice to see you. Okay, I want to also mention, Rebecca, 1 second. Just let me say Jennifer Dove has joined us in the chat room, and good morning to you, Ms. Jennifer. Thank you for being here. Jennifer is a 1-2 listen psychic astrologer. It's nice to have her join. All right, now let me see. Let's take a look at you, Rebecca. I think you're asking if someone. Saw you. Okay, here we go. I would say that is accurate. It just feels like it's a kind of a good storm. It feels like a good storm. For some reason, you know, I do believe, I'm going to say yes. I don't feel any weird, you know, the first thing I always go to when you meet someone online like that is where they're from or where they're coming from, that kind of thing. I'm okay with it. I do believe that the answer is yes, what you're asking me. I'll say that. I don't have a problem with what I see at all. I want to go a little bit slow and leave it open. I feel that now. And I do hope, I don't know, Rebecca, I feel pretty good about it. For it looks interesting. I do believe it could lead to something. You know, but that mother, I'm like maternal protective psychically, you know, I want to protect everybody. So I'm going to keep a watch. I want to check it again in 3 weeks. And here's what I'm going to say. At least stay a little bit in, just stay back one step, I want to say, and to get to, you know, receive more information and stuff like that. But so far, so good. I feel pretty good about it. Okay. Let me know when you come back. All right. Thank you. All right. Let me come back now. I have to come circle back to Christy because I have one more thing to say, and I want to make sure. Okay, Christy, I feel like your financial situation this year is going to go up. The more you spend in nature, I know the more time you spend in nature. See, I feel this too. I think you're getting it more in tune. Like maybe the animals will speak to you and things like this. I love that. Getting your feet in the dirt brings abundance. And I don't know what I mean by that, but I feel financially a little at a time this year, would really, encourage a good uplifting turn of events around your financial picture too. Okay, an increase. I love that. Being open. All right, let me see now. I'm going to go ahead and refresh. Sorry about the little glitch earlier, guys. Let's see. Yeah, lately I'm saying la-di-da, all is well. Oh, Lynn, let's take a look at you. Lynn P. And if I didn't get to you guys today, I apologize, but at the same time, I know that when you are meant to receive the message, you will receive it at the right time. And let's take a peek. At Lynn, and here's a little message for you, okay? Rebecca, I think we'll have more clarity too. I have a lot to say, but I'm trying to be cautious on air, which is good. It's not for a negative reason. It's just that I don't want to reveal too much on the air. Sometimes my spirit does that for like, I protect you, you know, like in a way, like I'm not going to expose your whole deal, but I will chat. I'll catch up with you soon. Okay. On that. And I understand the vague thing too. That's why I'm trying to honor that. I feel that from you. So, all right, let's take a look. Lynn P. Good morning. I see a lot of change and a lot of releasing from you, as well as a new beginning. And whatever was, oh, I have goosebumps. Whatever was holding you back is no longer holding you back. I feel that. I think whatever you have a new beginning coming, you're definitely in the freedom vibe ahead. So something that was maybe bothering you, or, you know, like if it was, there's a healing ahead. There's, I'm thinking of you booking a vacation coming up this year, these next two seasons, like summer. I feel that. I feel that things in your life are balancing out, and I also see an increase in income, financial gain through something earned, you know, or something you maybe dedicate yourself to, like this. Lots of happiness as well ahead after a period of a little bit of stress. Also, tend to your back a little bit, lower back, I feel that, or mid back. Nurture that part of you as well. And I see a lot of good energy there coming through. Okay. I do hope that helps. All right, everybody. I am, thank you so very much for being here today. I can't believe it's 11:55. And it's time to go, actually. So I have to say farewell. Thank you so much for being here. Chris, I can't wait to hear about what happens next over there. And Jay, thank you for being our producer. Everybody, please stay tuned for the amazing C.A. Brooks coming up next on Everyday Astrology. followed by the rest of our amazing Tuesday lineup. Bye, everyone. Have a great week. We'll see you soon.